Is it Mal? Right, okay. The only pub date they do now, so if you live in or around the Bull, then the third Wednesday in every month, you go and see the Piccolotions and Mal will be with them. You can see what Mal looks like. He looks as daft as he sounds. Oh! Not me Nuki over then. Ah, what time is it? 21 minutes past 11 on Tuesday night, Radio Alpine 266 metres medium. I'll give you the mailing address out again before the end of the show. You can write to us all. Right, what should I play now? I've got a single here from Skritti Palitti. Imagine a girl from Kirby going up to a disco and saying, you're going up to like Eric in the Cave or something. Saying, hey there, have you got Skritti Palitti? The new single from Skritti Palitti. It's called The Sweetest Girl. You play it for us, la, hey, la, you're last, you. You know when you haven't got the record? So I'm sorry, I haven't got that one, yeah. You're last, you are, lad, you're last. You know, I come here. Talking about the Cave, I think Eric's still doing that at the weekends, like Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Maybe Sunday. Oh, tomorrow night, Wednesday. Another local thing in the Birkenhead area is the Dick's... What was that, Mal? Say it again.
The Dick's Mill Fair.
Thanks. Oh, just had a fag thrust into me sweaty little palm. The Dick Smith Band. Dick Smith Band playing tomorrow night at Sir James's Club in Birkenhead. I mean, it's around about a quid to get in or something if you're not a member, which is damned reasonable considering you can consume vast quantities of Newcastle Brown as they sell it there. So you can get down there. Me and Mal will be there. Seeing as Mal's band, Mal's boys, aren't playing Huddersfield tomorrow night now. So you can get down to Sid's tomorrow night and see the Dick Smith Band. They'll be supported by another group whose name escapes me, but it's not important. Two bands tomorrow for the price of a note, one green back. In the meantime, this is Skritti Palitti. Her new single, it's called The Sweetest Girl. I'm going to press the wrong button here. Feel the deck's going around now. Try again. Hey lad, have you got Skritti Palitti?
Thank you. Should I always want to find the strongest words in each belief? Find out what's behind it. Politics is prodigal. Make a breeze of science fiction. Yeah, because she understood the value of defiance. When the government falls, I wish I could tell. When necessity calls, I never can tell. Just love it.
Cullum Singer from Scritti Politti. It's called This Sweetest Gale.
Another teardrop falls. What do
come.
Four. Did they have a jump in the middle of that then? That was Eddie and Sunshine, formerly with a band called Gloria Monday, many years ago, and that's a track called Another Teardrop Falls. Somebody's just sticking his hands over my eyes here. What is going on? What's going on here? What's this? What's this? A letter. A letter has just been dropped in my lap somewhere behind. Hang on, my headphones are falling off.
It's Nancy. Nancy's arrived. What's that on your head, Nance? What the hell have you got on your head? You can take it off now, you're inside. What's this, hair? What the hell? What's this? A letter here. Hang on. What are you doing here, Nance? You're not on till 10 o'clock in the morning, so rumour had it before. How are you doing that? All right. I haven't seen him for about a year. Why do I keep slagging what? You? When I do that? What's this? Dear Mike, you may not remember us due to the fact that... Is this a genuine letter or what? Where did this come from? About a month ago. Dear Mike, you may not remember us due to the fact that this is the first letter we have sent you. Yes, we are new to you, but we used to listen to you on MAR. As Mark in America used to say. Oh, I see, yes. We used to listen to you on MAR. As Mark in America used to say. Anyway, son, we heard you on J1.5 interviewing Mike Doyle. Or was Mike Doyle interviewing you? And we were real sad to hear that you're staying in Frogland until next year. Well, I'm not actually, no. I came home from Frogland in October. Then I did a bit of a trip to Austria or somewhere silly, and then came back. And I'm stuck here now until Feb. So you can still write to me. It says, I mean, what a waste of talent. I'm not going to read this next bit out. It's too complimentary. We'll read that bit out. The only good DJs that we can hear these days are Nancy Davis and Robin Blind. Also, Matt Black is not on the air, which is real sad. But he may be coming back soon. Yeah, I believe he is, actually, from what I've heard. Matt is supposed to be returning soon, but about the end of this month, I believe. It says, what's all this about you being too old? I mean, look at Wolfman Jack. What about Tony Blackburn as well, eh? And Jimmy Savile, and who's the other fella? Who's that other fella? Oh, Alan Freeman. He's about a year older than me. So what about sending us a card, all the best, from Dirty Dick and the Cavemen? And then we've got some pictures at the bottom of Matt Black. Evidently you saw him on Granada. John Dwyer, yeah. And me? Grief. Oh, great, so if Dirty Dick and the Cavemen are listening now, thanks a lot, Andy, whatever you are. that was a surprise. Don't know what to say now. Right, 2.5 hours done and 30 minutes to go, or 26 minutes to go. So while I have a quick reunion with young Nancyville here, I'll just play you another single. This is Orange Juice. On a track called Felicity. Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. My objective, when it took it away from here. Remain unchained when things are which we strive for.
finished again. I'm not ready. Who was that? That was Orange Juice and a thing called Felicity. Get the microphone back up to me. I've just been having a sort of chat there, a reunion to young Nance. He's been telling me all about his back. He's done his back in. He was having sort of it off, for want of a better word. Oh, don't mind me. I mean, you're married. It's okay. He was having it off with his wife the other night. And she what? Oh, you? Yeah. Well, you didn't want me to tell him that. Oh, you don't mind? He was having it off with his wife in the cupboard. Oh yes. Too late now. He was having it off with his wife in the cupboard, right? And he fell backwards. You know, where you have all the brushes and the hoover and everything stuck in the corner. He fell over and slipped a disc. And she couldn't get off. Now he's having to go a hell. Your wife isn't listening, is she? Is she? She's in the other chair. She doesn't know you're here. She's not listening, is she? Is she listening? Oh, she's not listening. She is listening. She's not. Oh, she might not be. He's just nipped out for chips. What time are you going then? You're not leaving just yet, are you? About 10 minutes. So he's just waved a pound note in my face and said his missus has just sent him out for chips. But he's done his back in, so he's going to do a show tomorrow at 10 o'clock. He's going to be either lying flat out on the floor, or he's going to be sitting upright. So you can listen out for young Andy Davis tomorrow at 10 till midday, as the shows of Alpine are carrying on till 6 o'clock tomorrow night. I've got 22 minutes left to go, or 21 or something, as it's 21 minutes to 12. So that gives us about 18 hours, 20 minutes of music yet on this all-night, all-day thing from Alpine on 299 metres medium. Following... Who's following me? I can never remember. Davy Jones, isn't it? Who's this Davy Jones? Do you know? Anybody know? Yes. You've never seen him, never heard of him. He's probably another one of these sort of... dingbats. Which one? I can hear the... Can you hear the sea... You know when you were listening beforehand? Could you hear the sea beer? You can hear her, because she's there again now. Yeah, hello? She said something before over my headphones. I can hear somebody talking on the microphone. Was that what she said? Some fools me. Oh? Break a break, break a break. One night of a copy. Come on, got your ears on, good buddy. Get the hammer down on the back door. Feel the groove and get down on it. You there? Hello? This is the Mersey Pirate on 1-9. She's gone quiet. She's either listening to what I'm saying or what? Hello? I can hear you. Say something. She's gone quiet again. What was the wait? It's exactly 20 to 12. Anyway, Nance is nipping out some chips in about 10 minutes. So, I'll play you a Simple Minds track. This is a particular favourite. I've got to stop doing that. This is a particular favourite of mine from a couple of years ago, around about 1979. Simple Minds on a single entitled Chelsea Girl.
Cause lately things are all the same. Angel know your face, but just to know your mind. I don't care, there's no one there to even turn around and say, get out of this place. Let's make echo a shooting star. When morning comes, she hides away. A real disgrace.
Exactly 11:45, 15 more minutes to go from me, and then it's over to Davy Jones, and 2 hours of music from him. Still haven't found out who he is, he hasn't turned up yet. I've got a record, I've just been handed to me, I've got to play for something called Mark or something, and it's been asked to be played for him by Barbara and who? Jackie. Is that right? Yeah. Barb, what? Is that right? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, sorry, I can hear you now. They're in the next room shouting to me. Can you hear me? Who's this Mark fella? Are you both at him or what? You are? Hang on, let's take my headphones off. What? It's whose brother? Who's... Oh, Mark is Jackie's brother. But Barbara's having a go at him. No. It's Jackie's brother. Is he listening now? Where is he? He's not here, is he? How big is he? Oh, he's not here. That's okay then. So Mark, if you're listening... He's bigger than me. No problem. Mark, if you're listening, this is for you. Especially for you, pal, friend, from Jackie and Barbara. Who said she'd love to get a grip of you. It's up to you to make the first move, though. Where'd you dig this up from? It's all crack up. I thought you were going to hit me there. I'll scratch this one.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played a silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That chef don't like it. Sure plays a mean pinball.
is a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard that has to be a trick. A pinball wizard got such a career. And bells. Don't see no lights are flashing, plays by sense of smell. Always gets a replay, never seen him fall. That deaf summer light is sure plays a mean pinball.
The Who and a thing called Pinball Wizard. Well, that's going out for Mark from Barbara and Jackie. There's no more dirty messages, I've just been told, or I'll get a clout. Right, what time is it? It's 11 minutes to 12, so I've got 11 minutes to go. Time for about three more singles. I'll put that back in its sleeve. What year was that made? 1969, I think that's the original copy by the sounds of it. Another local band coming up in a few minutes called Modern Eon with an excellent single called Child's Play. I'll do that after The Out. And one I've got to play for Mal, because it reminds me of some girl he used to. What's the address? That's what I want, yeah. The mailing address for the final time in the show is Radio Alpine, RA 12 South Hill Road, Oxton on Merseyside. Number 12 South Hill Road, Oxton on Merseyside. If you'd like to write to any of us, are you going to be doing shows regular, Nance, or is this just a one-off thing? Just like me. Nobody will employ us more than once, and every so often. It's only because Chris, what's he called? It was John James. I think everybody sussed out who he is anyway. It's because they can't carry on, you see, for the full 36 hours on their own. These young lads got no stamina these days. No staying power. Not like those owlies, eh, Nance? How old are you now? You must be knocking on a bit. 41. So if anybody wants to write to you, you can use the same address, can't you? Right, that's four of us now you can write to. Andy or me, or John or Paul. All at 12 South Hill Road. Oh, they all know your home address. What is it again? I'm going to play The Out. I'll play The Out and then Modern Eon. I think that should just about see us out tonight. And then if this other fella turns up, this Davy Jones's lock-up or something, then he'll be playing music for you for 2 hours. How's that for a lousy bit of queuing? These are The Out. Better The Devil.
Oh dear, I think we left the microphone on then and talked about things we shouldn't have been talking about. Hope we didn't say too much. Oh, that's the out. Oh, what a mess. These are UB40. Recent single, also a track from the album Present Arms, or if you're Tony Blackburn, Present Arms. Here's a new single from Duran Duran. That's UB40 and a track called 1 in 10. Davy Jones is here to do 12 till 1 he's on actually now. He decides he's got to get up for work in the morning at about 11 o'clock. So he's only going to do 12 till 1. So I'll just play a bit more music while we cue his top of the hour jingle up. It's the thing I promised a little earlier. I've got to play this for people who like it. It's a local band called Modern Eon. And a recent single of theirs called Child's Play. That's about it from me. I maybe see you again in the next couple of weeks while I'm home. If you'd like to write to us, you know the address by now. 12 South Hill Road. So get off your bums and write. Davy Jones coming up in about 2 minutes' time. Many thanks to Mal for coming in tonight and talking about his band. What a fool. That's the precautions. You'll be able to see them at the Bull's Head in Great Sutton, third Wednesday in every month. Thanks, Mal. Just before I go and make way for Davy Jones, I've been asked to tell you there's a phone in about 5 minutes. Again. Who cares? Phone in about 5 minutes. So if you'd like to ring in and abuse me or something, then you can do. All right.
Silly ways, we'll throw them out the window, the wisdom of your ways. I've been here and I know lots of other ways. What a jolly bad shot, if all you ever do is business you don't like. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to make you pretty. You can cut the clothing, grey is such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know it's going to fit. A little bit of advice, you're quite welcome, it is free. Don't do nothing that is cut price, you know what they'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty.